This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Question: when was the last time you felt like you were genuinely excited about where you're headed? Not content, not satisfied, not grateful, though grateful is important, but genuinely excited, fired up, ready to take on the world. If you can't remember the last time you felt that way, then this message is just for you. You have tuned in to another episode of The Double-Edged Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which, of course, will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, if you would do me that favor, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about the dangerous comfort of settling. It's about the quiet tragedy of accepting good enough when extraordinary is within reach. And I'm going to tell you a story about an 85-year-old man who refused to settle, even when everyone around him thought he should. But before we get into that, let me share a little something with you. You see, we live in a culture that's normalized settling. We've made peace with just being mediocre. We've convinced ourselves that wanting more is somehow selfish, that dreaming big is unrealistic, that the extraordinary life is reserved for other people. You know, the lucky ones, the connected ones, the ones who had the advantages that we didn't have. But here's what I've learned. Settling isn't humility. It's not being realistic. It's not being grateful for what you have. Settling is actually a form of arrogance, the arrogance that assuming you know what's possible for your life better than the one who created you. I want you to think about it. When you settle, you're essentially saying, I know my limits better than God does. I know what I'm capable of better than my creator does. I know what's possible and what's better than the one who spoke life into me. My friends, that's not humility. That's pride disguised as practicality. I want to share a story about a man named Caleb. You might know the story, but you probably haven't heard it this way. Caleb was one of the 12 spies sent to scout out the promised land, the land God had promised to give to the Israelites. 12 men went back to check it out. They spent 40 days walking through this incredible territory, seeing cities with walls that reached to the sky, vineyards heavy with fruit, land flowing with milk and honey. It was everything God had promised and more. But when they came back, 10 of the 12 spies gave what they call an evil report. They said, yes, the land is amazing. It's everything God said that it would be. But, and here's the big but, there are giants there. The people are stronger than us. The cities are fortified. We'd look like grasshoppers compared to them, and it can't be done. Only two of the men gave a different report. It was Joshua and it was Caleb. Caleb's response has become legendary. He said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Now, here's where the story gets interesting. The people listened to the majority report. They chose to settle. They chose to wander in the wilderness rather than fight for the promise. And because of that choice, an entire generation missed out on their destiny. They died in the desert, never experiencing the fullness of what God prepared for them. But not Caleb. 45 years later, 45 years of wandering in circles, watching his generation die off, waiting for his moment, Caleb finally got his chance. And this is where his story becomes incredible. At 85 years old, when most people were thinking about retirement homes and rocking chairs and things like that, Caleb stood before Joshua and made one of the most audacious requests in human history. He said, "Give me the mountain, not the valley, not the East Territory, not the land that's already been cleared and ready for farming." No, Caleb looked at the most challenging piece of real estate in the entire promised land, the mountain where the giants live, the Anakim, the descendants of the very giants that had terrified the other 40 spies 45 years earlier. He said, "That's what I want. Give me giants. Give me the giants." At 85, Caleb was demanding his giants. Let that sink in for just a moment. While his peers were settling into old age, Caleb was gearing up for the fight of his life. While others were managing their limitations, he was maximizing his potential. While the culture around him was whispering, "At your age," Caleb was shouting, "I'm acting my faith." So what made Caleb different? Why didn't he just settle like everybody else? I believe that there are four key principles where we can learn from Caleb's life that will help us stop settling and start demanding greatness. Number one, he had a different spirit. Caleb had a different spirit in the sense that he followed God fully. While everyone else was on their obstacles, Caleb was focused on the one who had made the promises to him. While they saw giants, he saw God. While they saw impossibility, he saw opportunity. You see, the difference between settlers and conquerors isn't ability, it's mentality. Settlers often focus on what they can't do. Conquerors focus on what God can do through them. Settlers can, they see the mountains for the obstacles. Conquerors see as these are platforms to get them closer to heaven. Number two, he refused to let his past define his future. Caleb could have been bitter. He could have said, "I gave 45 years of my life to other people's fears. I missed my prime because of their unbelief. It's too late for me now," but he didn't. Instead of just letting the past rob him of his future, he used his experience to fuel his expectation. How many of us are living in a graveyard of what ifs? What if I had started sooner? What if I had made different choices? What if I hadn't listened to the wrong voices? Here's the truth. Your past is not your prison unless you choose to make it one. Caleb understood that the best time to plant a tree was 45 years ago, but the second time was the best time, and that is now. Number three, he maintained his strength. At 85, Caleb declared, "I am as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. My strength now is as my strength was then for war and for going and coming. Same thing. This wasn't just physical strength, though that's kind of impressive enough for somebody to be that age. But this was strength of vision, strength of purpose, strength of belief. You know what keeps people strong? Purpose and vision. The belief that their days aren't behind them, but ahead of them. Caleb stayed strong because he never stopped believing in the promise. He never stopped preparing for his moment. While others were dying in the wilderness, he was training in the wilderness. Number four, he demanded his mountain. This is the big one. So Caleb didn't ask for what was easy. He didn't request the retirement package. He looked at the biggest challenge available and said, "That's mine." He understood something that most people never grasp. God-sized dreams require God-sized faith. Let me say that again. God-sized dreams require God-sized faith. You see, when you settle, you rob yourself of the very thing that gives life meaning. The opportunity to see what you are truly capable of when you're partner with the divine one. Mountains aren't given to us to intimidate us. You see, they're actually given to us to elevate us. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com, where the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself. So, let me ask you something. What's your mountain? What's the thing that you've been avoiding, that challenge that you've been backing down from, that dream that you've been treating like it's too late or too hard or just even too much? Maybe it's starting that business you've been talking about for years. Maybe it's going back to school to get that degree. Maybe it's having that difficult conversation that could transform your marriage. Or maybe, and just maybe, it's finally dealing with that addiction, that fear, that limiting belief that's been keeping you small. Whatever it is, I want you to know something. Your mountain is not your enemy. Your mountain is your opportunity. It's your chance to discover what you're made of. It's your invitation. It's your invitation to partner with God and do something extraordinary. But here's what you need to understand about settling. It's always cost more than it saves. When the Israelites chose to settle for the wilderness instead of fighting for the promised land, they thought they were playing it safe. They thought that they were just actually being realistic. But their realistic choice cost them 40 years of wandering, and an entire generation never saw their promise fulfilled. Settling doesn't protect you from risk. It guarantees that you'll never reach your potential. Settling doesn't save you from failure. It ensures you'll fail by default. Settling doesn't give you security. It actually traps you in a prison of your own making. The most dangerous lie you can believe is that you have plenty of time to go after your dreams later in life. The truth is, later is a place that doesn't exist. I'm going to say that again. Truth is, later is a place that doesn't exist. All you have is now. All you ever had is now. Greatness isn't about being perfect. It's not about never failing or never struggling. Greatness is about refusing to make peace with being mediocre. It's about demanding more from yourself than the world demands from you. It's about looking at your life and saying, I know for a fact that there is more. Caleb wasn't great because he was flawless, okay? He was great because he was fearless. Not fearless in a sense that that he never felt afraid, but fearless in the sense that he never let fear make a decision for him. You see, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's feeling the fear and choosing faith anyway. It's hearing the voice that says you can't and responding with watch me. It's looking at your giants and saying, you're in my way. And I serve a God who specializes in moving mountains. If you want to stop settling and start demanding greatness, you need to understand that it begins with a decision. Not a feeling, not a mood, not a when you feel ready. A decision. A decision that you will no longer accept. A decision you will no longer accept that's good enough when extraordinary is actually possible. But decisions without actions are just wishes. So after you make the decision, you need to take the first step. Not the perfect step, not the guaranteed step, just the step. Caleb didn't conquer his mountain in one day. He did it one battle at a time, one victory at a time, one giant at a time. And here's something beautiful about Caleb's story. When he finally conquered his mountain, when he finally drove out the giants, the Bible says that he gave that mountain to his daughter as her inheritance. His refusal to settle didn't change just his life. It changed the trajectory of his family for generations to come. And that's what happens when you stop settling. It's not just about you. It's about everyone who comes after you. It's about the example you set, the legacy you leave, the permission you give others to dream big and reach for higher heights. So, here's my challenge to you today. Stop making the excuses for why you can't demand greatness from your life. Stop waiting for perfect timing, perfect circumstances, perfect preparation. Stop letting other people's limitations become your limitations. You got to stop believing that wanting more is somehow wrong. Your dreams, they're not selfish. They're sacred. Your ambitions are not arrogant. They're actually your assignments. Your desire for more is not greed. It is God calling you to something greater. So at 85, Caleb was just getting started. He understood something that most people never learn. It's never too late to begin again. It's never too early to dream big. Your mountain is waiting. Your giants are standing guard over your promise, thinking you'll never have the courage to show up and fight. They're actually counting on you to settle, to compromise, to give up before you even begin. So don't give them that satisfaction. Get up, gear up, show up. And when they ask you what you think you're doing at your age, with your background, with your limitations, you tell them that Caleb told you, give me the mountain. Because that's not just what Caleb said. That's what champions say. That's what overcomers say. That's what people who refuse to settle say. Stop settling and demand greatness. I'll say it again. Your mountain is waiting. The question is, are you ready to climb it? This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share it. Because the more you share, the greater impact that we can have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, be intentional with your thoughts, and be intentional with your actions. And always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.